At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, sponsored by Wingstop, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
That's right, it's the captain, The Ticket, 93.7. Talking about hot stuff and brick houses. You don't want to put it in your stomach. It could be a
bad combination. I'm just telling you.
Hey, did anybody watch boxing?
Yeah, we did.
What do you think about that Spence and Ugas?
I'm disinterested until Spence gets in the ring with Bud.
Dang.
Like I need for that to happen so that we can get a clear. I mean, I love the idea of him saying, you know what, keep them belts warm for me. I'm coming to get them this year. It needs to happen. Like whoever's in the way, get out of the way.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen now.
Well, get out of the way. There's nobody else for them to fight. Right?
I mean, to me, this is the best fight in 25 years. As far as matchups. Okay, I'll go 20. As far as matchups, as far as being equally, you know, like when you had Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray, or you had Marvin Hagler.
Tommy Hearns. Yeah, you had a bunch of people.
Those were like, you knew it was about to be a war. We haven't had those fights in a long time. I mean, you can't compare Fury and Wilder with those fights. I mean, there's so many heavyweight fights that we can compare to. Even though it was an exciting fight, it wasn't a good fight as far as people being compared to each other. Spence and Bud, because of the pedigree, because of who they've beaten, this will go down in history as one of the best fights. And I guarantee you, the lead up to it will be awesome.
But see, I'm not. See, here's the part. For here, it's a big deal. But I'm not sure.
Oh, that nationally is big.
I don't know that to be true. I wish it was true because we've had such high levels of fights. UFC has taken over the hot fight business. And then, of course, you've got the whole Jake Paul thing that's muddied the water so much to what a great fight is. Right? Because hype is just hype now. Right? That we're able to sell anybody fighting if for the sake of it being a fight rather than being a good fight. Mm. Heavyweight division should be the marquee. That's not what it is. Normally, you could go up and down the weight classes and name the champions. You can't do that now.
No.
Like, boxing's lost this thing. Because you used to be able to go at any weight you knew from top to bottom all the way to heavyweight. You knew, like, the heavyweight champ, light heavyweight champ. We knew middleweight. We knew. Now you've got supers, you've got juniors, you've got all this stuff. You've got split titles sometimes in three per weight class. It's lost its way. Now my hope would be that Spence versus Crawford would unite people in the belief that you need to have unified champions. But instead, greed has taken over and you've split titles, which is split water, split weight, split responsibility. It's a huge step down now.
Yeah, but I think this can kind of resurrect boxing because you have two undisputed champions who are undefeated. I mean undefeated champions who we've been waiting for this for years. That it's the fact that it's gonna finally happen, man.
We did this.
We've got to get behind Bud Crawford. I'm talking about the state.
Well, the state will get behind. As a matter of fact, it should be held here in the state.
I agree.
But the reality is, outside of that, I'm not sure that it can get everything right. There's too much greed. There are too many people, business, big money folks, who want to be able to promote these things and move along. The reality is, there's no other major fight. Like Pacquiao, that ship has sailed. You missed the boat. That's a fight that should have happened. Matter of fact, it should have happened a couple of times.
Spence Crawford Memorial Stadium?
Like all that. Spence Crawford Memorial Stadium, but you got to find a time in the year when you can do it because
summer. You want to do it when it was hot?
Yeah, but I mean, what if it rains?
Yeah, I would say there's a lot of factors that, I mean, what if you could cover specifically just the ring, but, you know, there's still a lot of factors you have to.
There are a lot of things. And again, there, you know, there's no direct flights in, so, or not enough direct flights.
You got
in.
A point there.
He talks about money also. I mean, a big part of that's going to be alcohol.
Well, you can do that if it's 90,000 people and it's an event outside of the purview of football. Mm-hmm. And this is not a football thing. This is a concert thing. This is another event. So alcohol sales.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Lux Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Lux Cafe.
Now, again, do you really want alcohol sales at a fight?
No, but from the from the money aspect of it, the people that get the money are going to want it.
They're going to want their cut of Budweiser money.
Exactly.
Or Miller Lite money or whatever.
Same thing with like the whole Garth Brooks thing.
I can see it happening in Vegas. You do it at a neutral site, and then you have the people come out. Some people think MGM in New York on the East Coast. I don't think so. I think Vegas is the spot. Just because of the magnitude of the fight.
Yeah.
Where else would you have it? Unless you – oh. How about we do it at Vegas, at the stadium in Vegas?
You could do it in
– Raiders Stadium.
That would be – if we think that it carries that sort of cachet. And remember, you have to put it in a space where there is no UFC super fight going on at the same time.
Yeah, the only reason
you
why
also
I say
have to do it when there's no Raider football game or practice or scrimmage, right? So that eliminates some of the schedule time that's available, right? Because you got to deal with that.
Jerry's World just
Vegas
had 50,000.
Yeah, that's the thing. But that's
in Dallas too.
Yeah, but are people more inclined to go to Dallas than they are to Vegas?
For Spence is from Dallas, so
yeah, you don't want to do that.
You got a lot of people.
Unless you're gonna get all the money. Unless you're gonna get all the money. Unless Bud's gonna get all the money.
What does that purse look like?
Well, I mean, look, if you're Bud, it depends on what your game plan is. Is this your game plan to get rightfully paid as you should have been? Is this a dismount from the game? Is this you trying to get one of two? Like, to me, I'm planning this so that we get two fights, at least two fights out of it. Right? So you got to do it in short order, which means the fight and then a rematch. Pretty quickly, you can kind of negotiate between the two different places then before you set it all up. But, my goodness, this to me, Bud gets to choose. Spence needs Bud. Bud doesn't need Spence.
Yeah. All right, so we're running up against the clock. Let's bring in Tom.
Well, no, it's top of the hour. Let's get him.
Here, I can play the ID, and we can
okay.
We can play the ID here.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
All righty, let's go ahead and bring in Tom. Tom, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, guys. You know, like a lot of Nebraska people, I think Crawford has brought a lot of us in to be boxing fans, which is great. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of boxing purists now that this will be a big fight for, but I agree. I mean, it's tough. UFC gets all the flash and all the attention now, and they do a better job of marketing because, frankly, I don't think there's anybody out there who doesn't think boxing is just turned into a super corrupt sport. And you have guys done. It's tough when you have four champions in the same division. I mean, it's tough to follow that as a casual boxing fan, but this is the boxing fight that people have wanted for quite a while. I think it will be huge. it's just disappointing because we need more fights like this to make boxing a better premier sport. So I'll hang up, and I appreciate the input.
Yeah, I think that's – I mean, that's kind of what we were saying, is that, one, what Bud wants to do. Again, we don't know Bud's business plan, right, or his personal plan. How much longer does he aspire to do this? How many fights can he get up for?
Well, he can retire after this fight.
Well, he can retire now.
I know, but no, he couldn't. He couldn't retire right now because he wouldn't retire now. How about I say that? He wouldn't retire now because there's one person that he has to get a piece of, and that's Spence. And now that they tried to, you know, age him out, that didn't work. We're here now. Spence just got by Ugas. And you can say he beat up Ugas, but Ugas didn't do anything. He just held his head there and was a punching bag. It's all he was. And the time that Ugas had Spence hurt in the sixth round, he could have put him away, and he let off for whatever reason. And so Bud is not going to do that. The best finisher in boxing, if he gets a chance, if it's blood in the water, it's going to be like shark on steak.
But you have to get him before the apex, and you don't want to Pacquiao this thing and get him after the apex, and you've lost the value, and it tarnishes your reputation. Legacy matters. Money matters. Two-fight deal. Get your. You can triple your net worth and get out of the game. That's what I'm looking at.
We'll be right back. The Captain of the Ticket.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.